Caller, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Connor. How may we help you?
Hi, I see a charge from you on my credit card for $574. Can you tell me what that's for, please?
Be more than happy to assist you. May we have your zip code, please?
48616.
Okay, 48616.
That's correct.
As well as your first and last name.
Joy Hart.
Ms. Hart, would you please verify your shipping address?
19179 Almond Road, Chesning, Michigan, 48616.
Thank you. We were able to locate an account for you here. One moment while I review the information.
Okay.
Deal with you one moment. Mrs. Hart, on December 10th, 2022, at 1:06 a.m., it shows that you went forth to receive a kitchen set for $5.74.
No, it was for a KitchenAid mixer, and it said it was $2.95, but if you put it on your MasterCard, it was $2.68. So I'm not sure why it's coming up $5.74. And then it acted like after I put all my information in that I was just entering a sweepstakes, but that's not what it said when I put all my stuff in there. It said that one would be shipped to me. So are you the company that's putting this out, or what company are you?
We are third party, ma'am. We actually represent over 400 companies.
So why are they putting on the, it was on Facebook, and they put on there that if you paid them $2.95, that they would send this mixer out, and if you put it on your MasterCard, it was $2.68. Why are they charging $5.74?
Well, when was the advertisement, or when did you actually notice outside of the 10th of December? Because this is the second time I've heard this today here, so I'm not sure when they made the adjustment, ma'am. Unfortunately, I don't have that answer.
Okay, I just did it today, and it's just showing up today. So, and I've got pictures of everything that I was told before I did it. So, anyways, you can go ahead and take this whole charge off and just cancel my. I don't because it's double what it's supposed to be, and I don't believe I'm even going to receive anything. So. This charge, I'm going to dispute it if you don't take it off.
No worries, ma'am. We can cancel the account here. Would you like a cancellation number?
Yes, please.
Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's going to be C as in Charlie, 263-173-484.
484 cancellation number. So this will be canceled before it's posted, right? Because right now it's pending.
In fact, go ahead.
Oh no, go ahead.
What I did was just go forth and refund the 574. So that's what we're doing right.
It'll just show up as a credit. It'll just show up as a credit on there. Then you mean?
I would suspect so, ma'am. Let's see here. One more second here as I make sure it's going all the way through on our end. So the account has been canceled as well as voided out. So definitely should receive the funds back within 3 to 5 business days on your banking institution.
3 to 5 days it'll cancel out. Okay, and what
No, no,
was
no,
your
no,
name,
no, no,
please?
no, no, no,
Oh,
ma'am.
oh.
The account is
Okay.
canceled now. I want to make that perfectly clear. The account is canceled. I want to inform you that the 574 just allow 3 to 5 business days for that to post to your banking institution.
Okay, when you say post, do you mean the charge post or the credit post or what?
No, meaning that the credit post, it has been released from our system. So unless, I mean, it can very well hit your account on tomorrow or now. We just actually allow that information for customers whose banking institution takes a little longer.
Okay, so you're saying it's already been canceled out, so I shouldn't be charged at all that amount.
Yes, it's canceled out on our end. That is correct. As well as the funds have been released as well.
What's that mean? The funds have been released.
Meaning that if it was pending on our end, it has been released, meaning it's no longer charged to you on our behalf.
Okay, so it's no longer been charged. Okay.
And also, my name is Connor, by the way. I know that you did ask me my name.
Yep, can you spell that for me, please?
Connner.
Connor, okay. Okay. No longer been charged. Okay, well, I appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
Thank you for contacting customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.